Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Tuesday, October 15, 2019 is Al-Mutadid. Abu Abbas Ahmad ibn Talha al-Muwafaq, Arabic, Romanized, Abu al-Abbas Ahmad ibn Talha al-Muwafaq, 853/4 or 861 to 5 April 902, better known by his regnal name Al-Mutadid Bila, Arabic, seeking support in God, was the caliph of the Abbasid Caliphate from 892 until his death in 902. Al-Mutadid was the son of Al-Muwafaq, who was the regent and effective ruler of the Abbasid state during the reign of his brother, Caliph Al-Mu'tamid. As a prince, the future Al-Mutadid served under his father during various military campaigns, most notably in the suppression of the Zand Rebellion, in which he played a major role. When Al-Muwafaq died in June 891, Al-Mutadid succeeded him as regent. He quickly sidelined his cousin and heir apparent Al-Mufawad, and when Al-Mu'tamid died in October 892, he succeeded to the throne. Like his father, Al-Mutadid's power depended on his close relations with the army. These were first forged during the campaigns against the Zand and were reinforced in later expeditions which the caliph led in person. Al-Mutadid would prove to be the most militarily active of all Abbasid caliphs. Through his energy and ability, he succeeded in restoring to the Abbasid state some of the power and provinces it had lost during the turmoil of the previous decades. In a series of campaigns, he recovered the provinces of Jazira, Thugar, and Jebel, and effected a rapprochement with the Safarids in the east and the Tulunids in the west that secured their, albeit largely nominal, recognition of caliphal suzerainty. These successes came at the cost of gearing the economy almost exclusively towards the maintenance of the army, which resulted in the expansion and rise to power of the central fiscal bureaucracy and contributed to the caliph's lasting reputation for avarice. Al-Mutadid was renowned for his cruelty when punishing criminals, and subsequent chroniclers recorded his extensive and ingenious use of torture. His reign saw the permanent move of the capital back to Baghdad, where he engaged in major building activities. A firm supporter of Sunni traditionalist orthodoxy, he nevertheless maintained good relations with the elites, and was interested in natural sciences, renewing caliphal sponsorship of scholars and scientists. Despite his successes, Al-Mutadid's reign was ultimately too short to effect a lasting reversal of the caliphate's fortunes, and the revival that he spearheaded was too dependent on the presence of capable personalities at the helm of the state. The brief reign of his less able son and heir, Al-Muqtafi, still saw some major gains, notably the annexation of the Tulunid domains, but his later successors lacked his energy, and new enemies appeared in the form of the Karmatians. In addition, factionalism within the bureaucracy, that had become apparent during the later years of Al-Mutadid's reign, would debilitate the Abbasid government for decades to come, eventually leading to the subjugation of the caliphate by a series of military strongmen, culminating in the conquest of Baghdad by the Bayids in 946. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 1:15 UTC on Tuesday, October 15, 2019. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Al-Mutadid. This podcast is produced by Abulsmay Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share-like license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTDpod on Twitter. Abulsmay Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Sally. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.